Excellent. Let's kickstart this webinar. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. My name is Bruno Robino. I'm in charge for the Fee Compass initiative by the European Investment Bank. On behalf of Fee Compass, I would like to wholeheartedly welcome you here and thank you for having chosen to participate in this webinar titled Financial Needs in the Agriculture and Agri-Food Sectors in Italy. The event is organized by Fee Compass, which is an initiative by the European Commission coordinated jointly by the European Investment Bank. As some of you probably already know, Fee Compass has recently completed a rather important task. Fee Compass has recently produced and published a presentation on financial needs in the sectors of agriculture and agri-food. The survey was carried out in 24 members of the European Union, and the document is based on the feedback provided by over 7,600 farmers and 2,200 companies or farms in the agri-food sector. Objective of this study is split in 24 reports, one for each country, is to identify and describe the main phenomena and trends which characterize access to financing in the agricultural sector and in the agri-food sector. The country reports are available in the Fee Compass page under the library title or tab section. Next slide, please. For this webinar, which is the fourth in a series of regional webinars Fee Compass has organized starting from last September, the spotlights are on the financial sector, or rather, on the non-easy journey to access funding. So the journey that is followed by both farmers and intermediaries providing funding to agricultures, or farmers rather. This morning is particularly dense with content. The seminar will start with two speeches delivered by DG Agri and the Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Forestry Policies, respectively. We will continue with some considerations delivered by the Ministry still on the implementation of financial instruments in the rural development plans in Italy. And then we shall try and understand, in view of the recent studies published by Fee Compass, which are the main financial needs, the main market trends in agriculture and agri-food sectors in Italy. We will then share considerations on the year behind us, characterized by a severe pandemic crisis, which has had and could still keep on having a major impact on access to credit. If I can have the slide with the agenda, please, and then we'll try and open a window on some existing financial instruments which have already produced some results. So of course, we are talking about financial instruments currently available in Italy. And then the session will draw to a close with a speech delivered by a representative of DG Agri.